kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BET-US. That's 1-800-79-BET-US, and they'll walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I use BetUS, and so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the Great American Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends, be there.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. Hey, let me tell you, before I get to Long Arm Jeff, let me tell you about Water Furnace. And, you know, Water Furnace is the number one geothermal heating and cooling company in America. And geothermal is the future. It's just so much more effective heating and cooling, so much more efficient. You know, the one drawback to geothermal is the initial price, because the coils go into the ground, and therefore, that's the initial expense that's greater than a traditional air source unit, a heat pump unit. But here's the great news for you. The federal government recognizing the energy efficiency, superior energy efficiency of geothermal, is giving you a 26% tax credit. The state of South Carolina is giving you a 25% tax credit. That's now 51%. And then the utility companies, like, for example, Blue Ridge, kicking in with $1,600 per ton. That's $6,400 in a 4-ton unit. Now you're getting down to the cost of a regular standard heat pump. And the advantage to you is that in your normally in your power bill, 2/3 of your power bill comes from heating and cooling. You're going to realize a 60 to 70% savings each month on that part of your bill. Therefore, there's just no reason anymore to go with anything but geothermal. And real estate agencies and agents are featuring geothermal now because it's such an advantage in the home buying, home selling process. So trust me when I tell you, geothermal is the only way to go. It's just superior heating and cooling. And Water Furnace is the number one geothermal company in the country. So call Brian, Tell them I sent you. 864-735-8081. 864-735-8081 for water furnace. Back to the phones and Longhorn Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. Big fan of yours. Thanks for letting me in.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you getting in.
Listen, I got a question for you. I like what you're saying about the portal and how it's really making a mess of the NCAA, of football. But my question to you, does it not start earlier than that? I'll say this. High school is now probably going to allow contact football for females. So young men that can't achieve what they think they can achieve with men, well, they now say that they're of a different gender so they can compete with females and be dominant. I mean, does it start that low and then end up in the higher levels?
Well, you know, I don't know about how those issues necessarily tie together, Jeff, but I think there are some major issues confronting athletics. We're letting transsexuals compete in events against women, and they're killing women all over the country. The Connecticut Sprint titles, the girls' Connecticut Sprint titles, have been turned into a disaster. But I'm not sure that it's necessarily the same issue. But I just think that college football is out of control right now, and I think the reason it's out of control is because you don't have a leader. There's nobody. There's no one who represents the NCAA or leadership with any conviction or any authority. And
no, exactly. I mean, to do nothing is to do something, right?
Yeah. Right. So I think to bury
your head in the sand, you're acknowledging it and saying, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
If I do no action against it, then it's good.
Yep.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's I think we have an enormous dilemma right now. And I'm not sure how you fix it because, again, I know there are people who have all sorts of suggestions, but the problem is the NCAA has no power to enforce those suggestions. They already relinquished that power in testimony and the results in front of Congress.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's sickening, Walt.
Yep. Good job, Jeff. Good talking to you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where or how it ends, but I know it's not good. It's not good in any fashion, and I'm very concerned about the state of the state in college football. Tay says, I totally agree, but absent a governing body who regulates any changes. Yeah. Yeah. Texas said, where are transgenders supposed to compete? We're going to get into another issue now. Should there be a separate league for them? If there are enough competitors, I guess, but you can't let biological males compete against women and take away their scholarship rights and possibilities and everything else. We, you know, it's amazing because we work so hard on the rights of female athletes with Title IX and all the other elements where we've worked so hard to increase and then protect the rights of female athletes. And now we're going to trample upon them by letting transgenders, biological males, compete against them. And again, that's happened in the Connecticut Sprint titles. It's happening all over. It's happening all over in the sporting world. The only good news is there are certain states now where governors, et cetera, are stepping up and just outlawing it. And people need to fight back against this. You know, the goody two-shoes who think that they know how everything works, again, just to clarify, and this is the sentiment, I believe, of everybody who holds my view on this issue. We're not saying that you shouldn't be entitled to all the rights possible in the real world. Absolutely, a transgender should. Absolutely. In no way, shape, or form are we trying to negate anyone's rights. But you can't be allowed in an arena of athletic endeavor to have a competitive advantage. And that's what's happening. And that can't be. It just can't be. It's just not logical. Okay. See, you can't roll back biology. You can't roll back 20 years of testosterone in your formative muscle years. You can't change that. That's going to be, even if you suddenly test within normal elements. A female athlete cannot legally take testosterone and compete. This is the gist of it. A female athlete cannot legally take testosterone and compete. She would be outlawed. She would be canceled. But we will allow a transgender athlete to have testosterone for 20 years and allow that athlete to compete against females. If you don't understand how absurdly counterintuitive that is, then you're just never going to get this. Again, it's not a real-world rights issue. It's a competitive advantage in athletics issue. So no, I'm sorry, you just do not get to compete. Sorry. No. No is the answer. Period. No. It's ridiculous. No, you don't go get... You know, in those Connecticut sprints, the two guys who were winning, the two transgenders who were winning, looked just like males. They dwarfed all of their female competitors from a muscular structure standpoint. And so, no, you can't have that. I didn't expect to get on this topic today, that's for sure, but no, we are seeing that around the world of sports, though. We're seeing more and more of that. We're seeing it, the suggestion that was allowed in the Olympics. You had that Olympic weightlifter who was, again, a man who was being allowed to compete against women, then got injured and didn't go on to win the gold medal. Thank God. Thank God he didn't go on to win. She didn't go on to win the gold medal. You can't even talk about this in a reasonable fashion, Ramona, without...
It's hard.
Pronoun mistakes. But the gist of it is we've come so far on female athletic rights. Those rights need to be protected. It couldn't be more elementary. No one gets to have competitive advantage in athletics. This is not the way it was intended. Pam, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
Good, Pam. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I just, you know, wanted to comment a little bit. I actually swam collegiately at Clemson and have a lot of my friends my age group who have kids that are currently swimming collegiately. I have a son who's going to go on and swim collegiately, you know, next year. And I coach young kids now, age group swimmer kids. I just wanted to say, like, with this whole Leah Thompson or whatever thing, most of the swimming community is, like, empathetic to her, but we're very strongly against allowing her to compete, you know, at the NCAA level. And I just am so disappointed that the NC2A has just dropped the ball. I mean, again, but they dropped the ball so badly that it's going to set women's athletics back so far. It's very disheartening to those of us that are actively involved in the sport. So,
and it's blatantly unfair.
I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, you know, and Pam, I really appreciate you calling because as someone who's been a college swimming athlete and is still heavily involved in numerous ways, I think your perspective is important. And I've had many female athletes write me on the text line, etc., on the same issue. Yeah, I mean, again, it took so long to garner these rights and to protect these rights, and now we're going to trample all over the rights. You know, and this is just simple logic. You cannot, at the expense of the majority, try and protect the alleged rights of a single individual or a few individuals. That's just beyond counterintuitive. You can't damage female athletes all over the country, and even their access to scholarships when it starts on the high school level, which is what was happening in Connecticut, you know, and elsewhere. Yeah. So no, it's just it's demonstrably and provably wrong. And again, the simple litmus test for this is if you as a swimmer, Pam, tested positive for testosterone, what would happen to you?
Gone. I mean, USANA drug doping right now is, I mean, you can't even take cold medications, you know? I mean, our athletes that travel to national meets, you know, they have to be so careful with just basic everyday medications. They can't take anything for fear of, you know, getting tagged for doping.
And, right.
I mean, the other thing I was going to throw out is, you know, when I competed internationally and everything like that was kind of in the 80s. And back then we had to deal with, you know, the East Germans.
The East German women swimmers who looked a lot like the East German wrestlers.
Right. So, I mean, as a woman, you know, a female athlete, we had to endure that, right? And go through all that. And we've, you know, we've made it past all of that and finally got some rights. And now we're just going way, taking a huge step back. It's really disappointing.
Yep.
It's really disappointing.
You're all over it, Pam. And like you said, you know, again, if you tested positive as a female athlete swimmer for testosterone, you would be banned. But we're going to allow people who had testosterone pulsing through their bodies for 18, 19, 20 years in all of the formative stages of who they are as a young adult, now say they're a woman and compete against women. That's absolutely patently ridiculous, and it's biologically absurd.
It's terrible. But yep. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Good job, Pam. Yeah, thank you, Pam.
Bye.
That's a good job. See, and that's the perspective of a former female athlete, a former female swimmer who's heavily involved, still in the sport today with her children, et cetera. And this is what they're facing. I don't know how many female athletes have had write me on the text line saying the same thing, you know, basically thanking me for protecting their rights and for standing up on this issue. And again, I will argue this issue against anybody. The problem is, you know, Ramon, I think I told this story. There was a female newswoman, and she was speaking to the governor of Virginia on this issue, and the Virginia had ruled against this, and she said, "Can you give me one example, governor, where somebody was wronged or cheated as a result of this?" She was clearly on the side that transgender should be allowed to compete. I wrote her and I gave her like 100 examples. She didn't want to play anymore. She didn't want to play anymore. See, so the stooge governor couldn't answer her question, but I could. You know, so I would be glad to entertain any of you people in a debate on this issue. And I don't care who you are.
Well, you know, remember we were going to get that coach, and
they ran.
I got an email back and said we are not allowed.
Yeah,
they literally told me he is no longer speaking. You know,
because it's an indefensible position. Because
he was speaking, and they stopped him speaking.
Right, that involved the Connecticut athletic scene as well. Coach at Cromwell High.
Yeah,
And again, they were perpetuating some of this nonsense, but nobody wants to actually be interviewed to defend any of it because it's an indefensible position. And when you try and defend the indefensible, you're guaranteed to look and sound like an idiot. And so none of these people, when confronted with anyone who can make a logical argument on the facts on this issue, there is no argument to be had on the other side. It's the height of absurdity. You're allowing, look, the bottom line is this. You're allowing men to compete against women. That's it, period. You can spin it any way you want. You can call it transgender. You can call it anything you want. You're allowing men to compete against women, period. That's the end of the story. When you've been a man for 18 years, just because you say you're something else or just because you're trying to become something else doesn't mean you are. It's that old walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, is a duck from an athletic standpoint, not from a real world standpoint. I would fight to protect your rights in the real world. This isn't about rights. This is about competitive advantage. And it's just elementary. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The Lowe's Home Team came back for a second season focusing on making homes and hometowns better for all. With the help of their general manager, Drew Brees, and players like Najee Harris and Justin Fields, they tackled community projects in hometowns, while also inviting DIYers to join the Lowe's Home Team by taking on DIY projects of their own. Select pros rounded out the 2021 Lowe's Home Team. Learn more about the Lowe's Home Team at lowes.com/home team.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson softball season tickets are currently on sale. Don't miss your chance to see your reigning ACC regular season champions play this season at McWhorter Stadium. Season tickets guarantee your seat to all home games. You can secure your tickets today by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. It's another action-packed season of Clemson softball, and we'll see you there.
If you're looking for designer home furnishings or custom outdoor furniture, your next day trip itinerary should start in Clayton, Georgia at Reeves Home Furnishings. Next, visit the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands, North Carolina for unique art and home decor finds sure to make your neighbors and friends jealous. Come for the day or stay the weekend in Clayton or Highlands and include us in your itinerary. We'd love to meet you. We'll see you soon at the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands and Reeves Home Furnishings in Clayton.
Shop Mattress Firm's year-end sale and put an end to junk sleep. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop top-selling brands and get up to 50% off select mattresses, like Sealy Twin Mattresses starting at $224.99 or Serta Twin Mattresses at $349.99. And shop with confidence thanks to our low-price guarantee. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
This is it right here. All right. Texter 332. I'm a high school swimmer, female. I support trans rights, but it's so discouraging to us to have trans athletes that are going to destroy our records and leave us with no chance to compete. That's it. That's it right there. From a high school female swimmer who's 100% right. And just like her, I support trans rights. And so does Ramona, and so does everybody. Unless you're a nutcase, I mean, everyone has a right to thrive and exist and make their own way in this world and choose who and what they want to be. What you don't have a right to is to compete on a field of athletic endeavor when you are given an enormous competitive advantage. And again, it's this simple. Anyone would argue this. What happens to a female athlete like this girl who's writing me? What happens to this girl if she tests positive for testosterone? She is banned. She is banned. But someone who had testosterone pulsing through their body for 18 years or 16 years or however many years in the case of whether it's high school or college can suddenly make a life decision and either say or go about being a female. That doesn't take away the 18 years of muscular development when you were a male. You had 18 years of what on this particular level would be an illegal substance in your body. So you can want to be something different. In the real world, you can be something different. But from a biological standpoint, you are a male. Sorry. You just are. You're a male. And so, no, you don't get to trample. I mean, you know, we're supposed to care about the majority, but we're going to trample on the rights of all females to protect the rights of a few clear minority transgenders in every example. And I'm sorry, if people actually just are confronted with the logic of this, you would hope that would change hearts and minds. Because honestly, you have to be in, and you know, here's the thing. If you make these kind of statements that I'm making, the effort will be to shout you down. Oh, there's something wrong with you that you don't want this. No, there's actually something wrong with you that you have the IQ of a pickle. You don't have enough IQ points to run a gerbil's wheel. I mean, you'd have to be an absolute idiot to argue for this. And yet they want to portray you, me, as the ones who have something wrong. No, no, no. What we understand is logic, common decency, protecting the rights of the majority. I mean, this isn't hard. This is simple. If you think transgenders should be allowed to compete against biological women, females, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, you're just an idiot. And again, at the simplest, most elementary level, it's this. It's what I just said. If a female athlete tests positive for testosterone, they are banned. Banned. But these transgender athletes have had testosterone in their bodies for 16, 18, 20 years. You can't roll back testosterone. It was the most important part of your physical development as an athlete. Therefore, by all biological standards, in terms of the avenue of athletic endeavor, you are a male. By all real-world standards, you can be judged as a female. And you are entitled to all the real-world rights of any other person. And I would die defending your rights. But I will tell you to your faces, you have no business competing against legitimate female athletes. None. None. And what's even worse, after these athletes win, they then have this false level of accomplishment that they start posting everywhere. You know, the transgender males win the girls' sprint championships in Connecticut, and they're posting about their accomplishments. You accomplished nothing. I have a newsflash for you. You were gifted an enormous competitive advantage by adults who should have shut you down. Leon, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Leon. Appreciate you getting there.
Yes, sir. I see it got you a little fired up with that transgender stuff. So.
Well, I mean, it's just, and we're hearing from female athletes both on the phone line and on the text line who are thanking me for what I'm saying.
Well, and I agree. I had told Ramona I wasn't going to talk about it, but I got to talk about that and a little bit of other stuff too. But real quickly, I agree with you on that. I think that it's a big disadvantage with that when you're dealing with a transgender person that has been, like you said, a male all these years, and then all of a sudden they get to compete with the females. It's really not a fair fight from the start. I mean, I don't care what you do, you're still physically going to be stronger than a woman most of the time. That's just human nature, you know?
Yep, that's 100% right.
So, but anyway, we'll switch on from that. I wanted to see what you thought about the Steelers last night. That was a little emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, look, I think everyone knew that Ben's time was coming to an end anyway. And, you know, and he walked around the stadium afterward and was tear-filled. And look, he's represented Pittsburgh and he's been ingrained in that community and with the fans and that organization for his whole career. And obviously has been wildly successful as a quarterback. You know, I was actually thinking about this, and I know you know this all too well firsthand, Leon, but if it wasn't for Brady, how many Super Bowls might Roethlisberger have?
That's exactly right. I think, honestly, with New England and Tom Brady, Pittsburgh probably would have three more Super Bowls.
I tend to agree with that.
I would at least say three. I mean, so when you look at that aspect of it, Brady and Belichick and New England has been, that was just a whole different breed of a team and players and coach. I mean, it was different, and you just couldn't hardly beat them. But I will say this, moving forward now, Pittsburgh got a few little things to tweak, and I feel that if they can get a Russell Wilson or if they can get a Deshaun Watson, I don't really agree anymore with Aaron Rodgers, because I just feel Aaron Rodgers may have one or two more good years, and then with the stuff that he's got going on in his other parts of his life, you know, he might just be another situation where he's getting old in a year. So I think we need to go a little younger but more athletic.
So who do you want? You want Russell Wilson?
Well, I think, because Deshaun Watson is going to probably have too many problems to get him. I feel that if we don't have to give up too much to get Russell Wilson, I think that would be the dynamic way to go. Now, here's the thing. If Seattle is asking for too much, then, and Pittsburgh have to give away a lot of their big time people or draft picks, then no, I think we need to go in the draft and try to get a Kenny Pickett or try to get somebody like that with what you got already, and then try to go that way.
Yeah, the only dilemma, Leon, is that your team's sort of built to win now, and. You know, in a way, I think you sort of need a veteran quarterback. On the other hand, you know, we've seen the Patriots were able to win now, and they added Mac Jones, and you know, look where they are. So, you know, you may be able to get that. The dilemma is that, you know, there's not a – I don't think there's actually a top 10 quarterback talent in this draft. I think that there may be guys selected – you know, late in the top 10. But I don't think any of them are really legitimate top 10 quarterbacks. And that's, you know, that's your dilemma. You know, you could have, if it weren't for the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal, and obviously Minkah's been very good, but you could have taken Jordan Love, and then I think you would have an answer. Look, I have no doubt that Love can play. You know, I think he's just, it's the same stuff I heard about Aaron Rodgers when he was sitting behind Brett Favre. I have no doubt that Love can play. You know, who knows if Aaron Rodgers does decide to stay in Green Bay, then maybe Jordan Love would be available.
I agree. And one other thing on this topic, and I'm going to get off the air. If wouldn't it be really cool? I don't think it's probably going to happen, but just what if Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville can muster up something at home and beat the Colts and Pittsburgh beat Baltimore? And how about Roethlisberger and them getting the playoffs this last go around?
Yeah. And by the way, Leon, you also could find a couple winning lottery tickets on the sidewalk today if you go out and walk around some.
It's good for wishful thinking. I appreciate you all.
Thank you, Leon. Good luck with that plan. I hope it works out for you. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Look, there's no place like Twin Peaks. I mean, if you're a sports fan, are you kidding me? You know, listen, the college football national championship is coming up. What better place to watch it than Twin Peaks? The NFL playoffs are coming up. Wild card action starts January 14th. January 22nd, the AFC and NFC divisional rounds start. It's all Twin Peaks. It's all the time. The scenic views, the 28-degree draft beer, the fact there's 80 high-definition monitors no matter where you sit. You get great views of all the action. And the food is the biggest shock of the whole thing. The food at Twin Peaks is insanely good. It's all Twin Peaks all the time. Trust me, get out there. By the way, January 17th is National Bootlegger Day. For National Bootlegger Day, come indulge the way our forefathers would have, sipping on moonshine. Find specials on several different flavors and variety of Old Smoky moonshine right here at the Peak. So plan on getting to Twin Peaks, but get there, be there all the time. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks for a sports fan. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
What do bird dogs and lizards have in common? They're some of the fine eats at the Chicken Basket. That's right. And the most delicious fried chicken, too. Give us a try or give us a call. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson, 226-3242.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
ZF Transmissions is hosting a direct hire event Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at 2846 North Old Lawrence Road in Great Court, South Carolina. ZF is hiring for qualified CNC operators and CNC machinists for second and third shifts. Pay ranges from $17.50 to $21.60 per hour. Come see us for an instant interview. Saturday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., 2846 North Old Lawrence Road, Great Court. ZF Transmissions is an equal opportunity employer.
This year's college football season will soon be over, but here's another chance to meet one of your favorite players. Two-time USA Today All-American defensive tackle Brian Brzee will make an appearance at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet and Clover on Saturday, January 8th, from 10 to noon. Brian wants to invite all the fans to come by and talk a little football and look forward to next year. The date again is Saturday, January 8th, from 10 to noon at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet and Clover. Come on by and meet Brian Brzee.
This week, the Clemson Tigers are back home in Little John Coliseum as they play host to the University of Virginia. After playing the Cavaliers just 2 weeks ago, the Tigers look to get a win against a familiar foe. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
With the Peloton bike, there's always something new to try. We're adding new music to our artist series, new disciplines like boxing.
Fight your way through. Let's make it count.
So many new workouts to try on and off the bike.
Let's go, Peloton family.
There's always something new to keep you motivated. For a limited time, get a $550 value on the Peloton Bike Plus. $300 off plus free delivery and setup, a $250 value. All access membership separate. Limited time offer until January 9, 2022. Free delivery only available in continental U.S. Terms apply.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the Great American Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends, be there.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Up to the road rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. I mean, think about this. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these specific makes and models. Nobody in the industry comes close to that. Nobody. That's why they're your dealership alternative. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, 100% legit warranty, not one of those phony warranties. I'm sorry, who does that? Who does that? That's standing behind their services. How about what they offer you with an oil change? I mean, they test drive your vehicle before and after. A master tech rotates your tires. A master tech measures your brakes. They inspect your vehicle. This is First Class service. This is what you get at First Class Haul. I have unsolicited testimonials on First Class Haul at the end of time. You've heard many of them. People have called the show, written the show. Look, I get some of you have been going to wherever you take your vehicle now for some period of time, and you don't love them and you don't hate them, but you think, yeah, do I really want to change? Just do this. Just go to First Class Haul for an oil change. You will never go back to where you are now. I promise you, do it. And right now, by the way, Ramona, yesterday I wasn't sure about this extreme cold weather. Now I am. You know,
showed you, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I went to bed last night. It was 29 when I went to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I left here. It was 36.
Yeah. Hey, the extreme cold weather winter service is back and needed. Do not get stranded in the freezing cold like me. Instead, be confident and ready for it. Get your vehicle ready with a laundry list of things. 32-point safety inspection. Check the tire pressure. Check the temperature protection level, protective level of engine coolant. Pressure test the cooling system for leaks. I mean, this like take me 20 minutes to read this. $99.95 right now. $25 off front or rear brake pad replacement and rotary surfacing. If your brakes are squeaking, you probably need pads. If you're hearing metal, you need rotary surfacing before you have to buy new rotors, which will be prohibitive. So get it done. Look ahead in 2022 with headlight restoration, $99. Put 2021 in the rearview mirror. Spend more, save more. $10 off 100, $25 off 200, $40 off 300, and any major mileage service, $25 off 30K, 60K, 90K, 120K, etc. Right now, three locations to serve you. Did he say three? Three. The Greenville location, the original Greenville location, the Anderson location, and now the new Cherrydale location is open for business. That's at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. You can call them at 864-214-4755. 864-214-4755. Do it. You will thank me later. I ranked the coaches. I didn't tell anybody this. I didn't tell Ramon this either. But I ranked the coaches. I was thinking about, with all the movement we've seen and the coaching movement we've seen, and just the results, not a power ranking per se, but I did consider the results of the bowl season in ranking the top 25 college coaches in America. So I have right here in my hand, Ramona, I have what I perceive to be the top 25 college football coaches in America. And of course, you know this, Ramona, there was a tie at 25.
Yeah, you do that.
I always have to squeeze one extra in. No, actually, what happened is, you see my little note column over here on the left? Those are my candidates.
Yes.
And what I did is, before I re-ranked them, I put little numbers next to each of them. Well, I skipped a number. So when I went back to do the entire final list, I realized that I actually had more than I wanted for the list. So one or two got cut, and I had to rework the numbers a little bit. So I did not want to cut too many, so I had a tie at 25. Tie at 25. So I'm going to talk about the college coaches right now, how I perceive them, and why. And we'll do that in a minute. Before that, let me get to Mark and Anderson on the transfer portal. Mark, how are you?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for getting in, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to give you my take on the transfer portal and see what you think about it. Let me preface it by saying I don't like it, but I think it's here to stay and it's not going away. Is if you could pick up transfers that are freshman transfers out of other programs, 4 to 5 a year, wouldn't they be in the program, pretty much be stuck in that program for 3 years? So you'd be getting, you wouldn't have to worry about those players transferring, is my point.
Oh,
you'd get some more stability in the program.
So I just want to make sure I understand, Mark. So you're saying if you actually aggressively pursued the transfer portal and got younger players out of the transfer portal to add to your team, and then those players would then be locked into you for the duration, is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, I don't know how many of the particular type of player that you're discussing would be available, but, you know, there would be a lot of other suitors for them as well, though.
Yeah, I mean, because if they'd be more apt to stay, whereas, you know, right now I think every year we're going to have freshmen that were supposedly bought into our program, and then they don't play as much time as they thought they would, and they're going to transfer. We're going to lose 5 to 6 players every year. If you could recruit 4 to 5 players from the transfer portal in key positions, they may come in. They I'm sure their intention would be to start, you know, the first year they get transferred in here, their sophomore year. But if they don't, they're not stuck here. I guess they could transfer and sit out a year. But if they do stay, they may be, you know, be a great senior player by that time. And I just think it's not a bad idea I'm not saying fill a roster with these transfer portals.
Yeah, well, you know,
four or five players.
Yeah, look, from a Clemson perspective, I mean, if you have a hole in the boat where people are exiting, you better
kinda
have.
Like we do now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you better have somewhere else where they're entering, because you know you're going to have to fill that need. And you know, and I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, I understand this. Dabo Swinney has built a culture. He's loyal to the. To the individuals within the culture, and he's loyal first.
No doubt.
He's loyal to them first, and I understand all of that. But I also understand, for example, that you know Brad Brownell has a couple of transfers on this year's basketball team that have made a significant impact and made this team significantly better. You know, so I just think you have to choose them wisely, and I'm sure that Dabo Swinney would make wise choices from a culture standpoint in the transfer portal. You know, maybe you don't get to vet them as thoroughly and that kind of stuff, but I think that unless this system changes, I think you're going to have to engage in it to a degree.
And some of the players that could be players they recruited previously, so they would have some.
Yeah.
You know, I'm assuming they know all the players. You know, the top players at some point at some time. And one more question: the transfer center that was in the portal that. Early on, we might have a interest in. Is there anything?
I don't know. You know, the last thing I saw on him was he was thinking about returning to school. Let me check on that during the break because I haven't seen anything on him of late. So let me check on that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. You want in 654-7627. All right. I ranked the top 25 coaches in college football according to Road Rage. And some of these I think are going to surprise people in terms of where I put them. But I think I have legitimate reasons for it. Before we do that, though, Ramona, let's tell the people about who makes the donuts. Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg. Nobody does donuts like the Reese family. They've been doing them right for 60 years. Yeast donuts, cake donuts, they have them all. It's just unbelievable. And every season brings new donut flavors. And Ramona, don't you have something about Krispy Kreme's anniversary?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme itself has been around 85 years. 85 years.
But you know what's really unbelievable about that?
What's that?
Is that the Reese family has been around for most of that.
Right, exactly.
I wonder if the Reese family are the longest standing Krispy Kreme family in America.
That's a good question, but
in America, because that's a long time. I mean, that goes back to the early days of Krispy Kreme. In any case, you get to Anderson Spartanburg, you go see the Reese family. No one does donuts better. And of course, every holiday brings new offerings from our friends at Krispy Kreme. They, of course, have the staples, the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo Cookie Donut and the offshoots. I don't know because she always wolfs them down and squirrels away the rest of them. And then the hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The lighted sign will alert you, as will the app. It doesn't get better than Krispy Kreme. And by the way, all of your warm weather and cold weather drinks, so depending on what day it is this week, Krispy Kreme has you covered in that regard, too. And if you're interested in fundraising, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? What are you going to do, those stale generic cookies? Nay, nay, nay. Trust me, get to Krispy Kreme. I promise you will thank me later. Go see the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. All right. I did this, Ramona. I started this last night, and actually I finished it last night. I was still doing it at 4 a.m. Fact, 4 a.m. I was still doing this, still ranking coaches. And one of the things I was thinking about was some of the matchups that occurred this year, because there are a lot of coaches on my list who squared off against one another. Like, for example, Sam Pittman of Arkansas faced James Franklin of Penn State. So there was a lot of that. And And where possible, I gave deference to the individuals who won those games, where possible. Now, if there's a significant track record of success by one coach versus another coach, then I didn't. You know, then I sided with the significant track record of success. But that was my dilemma in formulating the list. That was my issue. But I wanted to at least include some of what we've seen, you know, some of what we've seen this bowl season. And so I think to an extent I did that. I included some of that, and I'll get to this on the other side. Kevin, I'll come to you first though. When we get back, before I do any of that, let me tell you about Upcountry Fiber, who sponsors the magnificent studio on me. And sponsors all these wonderful monitors that are above me. The Upcountry Fiber Studios, providing high-speed fiber internet to homes and businesses. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. The Upcountry Fiber Studios, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Powered by Upcountry Fiber, providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Yes, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Upcountry Fiber Studios, serving the five counties of South Carolina upstate. Upcountry Fiber is just a stronger connection. It's available to you now. Do not snooze on it. All right, here's what happens when we come back. By the way, everyone, did you see any of this Buffalo game the other day? It's playing in the snow. I love football in the snow.
I do too. It looks really fun.
Love football in the snow. You know, you just sort of feel like that's the way it should be played, at least on some level. Okay, here's what we do. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Kevin wants to talk about NIL. I'll get to you first, and then I'll get into this list of my ranking of the top 25 college football coaches in the country. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
With the Peloton bike, there's always something new to try. We're adding new music to our artist series, new disciplines like boxing.
Fight your way through. Let's make it count.
So many new workouts to try on and off the bike.
Let's go, Peloton family.
There's always something new to keep you motivated. For a limited time, get a $550 value on the Peloton Bike Plus. $300 off plus free delivery and setup, a $250 value. All access membership separate. Limited time offer until January 9, 2022. Free delivery only available in continental U.S. Terms apply.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Life is about connections in our homes, our jobs, our communities. Connections that make the upstate an incredible place to live. Connections that depend on reliable, high-speed internet. So shouldn't your broadband support your connection? Now it can. Introducing Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL. A stronger connection for today's digital world. Register your interest today at upcountryfiber.com.
This year's college football season will soon be over, but here's another chance to meet one of your favorite players. Two-time USA Today All-American defensive tackle Ryan Brzee will make an appearance at Fred Caldwell's Chevrolet and Clover on Saturday, January 8th, from 10 to noon. Brian wants to invite all the fans to come by and talk a little football and look forward to next year. The date again is Saturday, January 8th, from 10 to noon at Fred Caldwell's Chevrolet and Clover. Come on by and meet Brian Brzee.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Weight loss programs are a dime a dozen, and most of them are a scam. I'm a coach at the Health Dare because I used to be fat. I love to eat and I hate to exercise, and I still lost 80 pounds. I didn't even have to go to the gym. No pills, shots, medications, or starvation. You can still have bread, carbs, fruit, and fast food. There's only two things you can't have on the Health Dare. It sounds too good to be true, but if you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of